systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Waiting on you, idiot.
No, we were all
go ahead.
To do it.
Now's your chance.
No, we were all supposed to
you
do it.
You wanted to fucking do it.
Can I do the kebab? Can I do the kebab? Can I do the kebab? Can I do the kebab?
Do you know how annoying that gets? Do it.
But then nobody did
do
it.
Do it!
No. I'll stop recording.
You might as fucking well. Oh, my Christ.
No, nobody else did it. We were all supposed to do it.
You are a fucking lemming. I swear.
Oh, what?
Oh, Christ. Kaboom, hello, and welcome to the Jam Hole. I hate my girlfriend. This is Wednesday, January 20th, 2010. This is episode number 300 that you completely destroyed. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
You destroyed it. I didn't just destroy it.
Why does everyone have to do it? You?
Because we agreed on everybody doing it, not just me.
Well, let's see. It wasn't everyone bugging me for the last, oh, I don't know, 50 fucking episodes. Hey, can I do a kebab? Can I do a kebab?
Well, I looked over and you didn't even take a breath like you were going to do it at all.
Because I was going to let you guys do it. You didn't need me doing it.
But nobody did it.
Good. We're gonna talk about this after the show. If she has a black eye on Friday, you'll know I won.
Yeah.
This is episode 300. You might not know that by how awful it started. Let's hope we can recover from that. Guitar Hair Dave says 300 and still shit. That's right. We try and bring you shit Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays. Complete and utter shit.
Gotten pretty good at it.
I know. My name is Matt. This is Braden.
What's up?
What's up, Braden?
Not much.
How are you?
I'm awesome.
Braden, if you have been a listener for a while, God knows you haven't killed yourself yet. Braden was on the first, what, 100 and how many?
200 and some.
Was it 200?
205 at the most, I think it was.
Yeah, something like that.
I forget when the last episode was.
And then to his left, my right, your left, your right, my left.
Who I'm are? Danny.
Right. Remind me.
I'm Odie.
Odie? Odie was on the cruise. Glad to have you. How are you, Odie?
I'm good. How are you?
How cool is it having a medical marijuana card in the valley here?
Very great.
Is it any different, though, than just not having it? Like,
yeah, prices.
Is it cheaper?
Way cheaper.
So what if I went to your dude and just bought weed?
Like half the price.
But I don't have a card.
Well, then you can't.
Yeah, that's how it works. You have
well,
to
that's,
have...
that's how it works. Get a card, then you can.
That's weird because everyone that I...
You can grow it for me, though.
Oh, okay.
You can become his caregiver.
That's the last thing I want to do is take care of another person that can't take care of themselves. No, thanks. One's good.
But you're just selling them drugs.
That's
I mean,
fine.
You just grow it and be
you
like, here.
Sell it to me. You grow it for me, and you can have like half.
And then I just give it to you.
Yeah.
Here's your weed.
But then the other half is yours.
That's brilliant.
Because you're growing it.
That is a brilliant scheme.
I know.
It's not a scheme. It's business, man.
I know. That's what business. I'm saying. I'm surprised it hasn't caught on yet.
It
has.
Yeah, dude. It's happening everywhere.
And then to my left here, you will see Chris. He was with us at Anna's, half owner of Anna's Italian Grill, where the episode 250 was. Are you guys still not bankrupt? You guys still there?
Yeah.
All right. We're still there.
But I don't work there anymore.
Right. Braden does not actually work there anymore. So before we get started, can I just say, you guys hear about this whole Conan... Jay Leno.
That big dilemma.
You guys know what's going
I've
on?
Heard.
Can I just say, who cares?
I don't.
Am I the only one that doesn't give a shit? Because I don't have TV.
I don't give a shit.
Okay,
I have
so
TV
two.
And I don't give a shit.
Do you give a shit?
I haven't even heard of it. I really don't care to give a shit.
I haven't
so
heard of it.
It's okay.
I don't know.
Danny, have you heard?
Have you heard?
No.
Wait, Conan the Barbarian?
No, Conan O'Brien.
Who's
and
that?
Jay Leno.
I don't know that.
That's because his time slot's normally at midnight.
Oh, I was wondering.
Yeah.
God. Do people... That's so horrible. Here's an idea. How about you replace Letterman with Keith and the girl? You replace Leno with us. You replace fucking that other faggot with Big Mouths. Those other faggots. Done. ABC, NBC, I just did your job. You're welcome.
Yeah, I have a hard time imagining the show getting on those channels.
As long as we don't have to do another Ep 300, fuck. You learn your place, and that is not kabooming. I can't believe you did that.
Fuck
can
you,
I
dude.
Just? Can I take us back to that? Hey, does everyone in the chat remember when she was like, can I kaboom? And then I was like,
yeah,
sure.
I wanted to kaboom, and then everybody was like, we should all kaboom. And I was like, we got to do it back here. And you're like, yeah, we got to do it back here. So I assumed unanimously everyone was going to kaboom.
And you know what you did? You made an ass out of you, me, and them.
You are.
Don't you
assume.
Made me out of this.
Do you guys remember that? Oh, Keith remembers that. Do you remember?
Fuck you, Keith. Tim is still better.
Oh, that's a low blow.
Whoa.
Tim doesn't have a relationship book that's like number 5 now on Amazon, does he?
Keith can't take it in the ass now, can he?
Yeah, he probably
he
can.
He could, but he doesn't.
let's be
no,
honest.
No, not with that butt plug in there.
Well, you'd have to obviously remove the butt plug first. I mean, let's...
Timmy's still better. That's all I got to say.
Well, happy episode 300. Thank you guys for coming out and hanging out with us. 300 episodes down. Another 300 to go. God, I remember. I mean, obviously I remember because we're doing the Jamhole Rediscoveries, going back and listening to all the old episodes and stuff
but
every
otherwise
Saturday.
You wouldn't remember.
I know, and we're on like ep 14 or something, and it's still just horrible. I mean, the kaboom is on time, so that's good, but...
That's a plus.
Like, I know, right? Could you imagine doing a show with no kaboom?
No.
Hey, do you remember...
Remember the first 4 episodes?
Did you get a haircut?
Hey.
It looks good.
You shut the hell up.
It looks really, really good.
I'm tired of this haircut shit.
All right. Well, let's talk about this here. What would Jamhole do for episode 300? This one is a flyer of sorts. For you new people, this is a little something we've been doing every episode. Dr. Brendanos writes us a what would Jamhole do type of scenario, and we tell you what we would do. Tooth Fairy, personal servicing needs people like you. And probably not her, but you. You can kaboom, right? Oh, I'm never... Excuse me?
I did it once.
I am never going to let you live that down.
Fuck you, dude. It's not my fault.
What happened out
you,
there
like,
today?
You, like, just stopped. You just stopped. I looked at you, and you just stopped. You didn't do shit.
What
so
would
I
you...
Was
okay.
Like, fuck.
Hypothetically...
You're going to put me on the spot. I was
listen,
like, what the fuck, dude?
Stop doing this.
No.
More of this.
No.
Listen.
No.
What would you have done if I would have been like, go ahead and do it? By yourself.
I would have done it.
I don't think you would have.
I would have done it, because I would have known that it was just me, but
okay,
I thought it
ready?
Was every... Stop
all
it.
Systems go!
Stop it!
Here, I'll even fast forward.
No, Matt, cut it out, you fucking prick. That's bullshit.
Okay, ready?
No. You're a prick.
Oh, see? You fail.
You know
twice.
We should celebrate more than the fact that it's the 300th episode?
The fact that we still haven't killed
the
each other?
The fact that you're even together.
I've tried to leave you how many times now?
That's a miracle.
Tried.
Even without...
Matt's like, no!
No! And he's on Twitter like, guys, tell her not to leave.
Yeah, everyone texts her that she can't leave
if
me.
If you want Jamhole episodes, tell her
do.
No.
They totally do. It's not cool.
I just cry.
I think Guitar Hero Dave is right. He just cries and Danny like hits Danny's soft spot.
That usually does. If you can find a soft spot on her, email info@thejamhole.com because I haven't yet. All right, Tooth Fairy, personal servicing. Here, let's try it one more time, okay?
Stop it!
All systems go!
just kidding. Here is the worker's contract. Are you ready? This is for Tooth Fairy personal servicing. Are you all right? Odie, are you cool?
Cool.
Here is
are
the
contract. Are you still here?
Are you cool? This is why we don't get all fucked up before shows. During. Here's the worker's contract. Sunday to Thursday evenings, you will be required to, you ready? Take a couple of strong drinks, drink a harmless, in the long term, date rape drug that we provide, leave your front door open, and wait. So far, so good. I'm in. Date okay. rape drug? Let's
Sounds
do it.
Good.
Let's do it. In return, we guarantee you will wake each morning with no memory of the night before and $250 under your pillow. No, not your anal pillow. All of your visitors will be disease-free. Now, that's weird. Why do I care if my customers have diseases? Why would
they don't want to screw you.
Wait, like, who's screwing? This is personal tooth fairy servicing. Why would I care if my customers have diseases?
Obviously, they're screwing.
Oh.
You're in.
For $250, huh?
$250 That's not a good deal. $250 Depends you don't know what happened? Dude, a million dudes could have fucked your ass.
Okay, well, hold on. What were you going to say?
I don't know. I totally lost it.
She does that. Like when you're about to kaboom.
Yeah.
Did you remember that?
I saw that. I was here.
All of your visitors will be disease free, but not necessarily of the opposite sex or even alone when they reach you. You may feel a little sore in the morning, but we will try not to rip or break your flesh. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate that. See, it's the little things, you know. We'll try. We go that extra mile for you to try and not destroy your asshole. And I appreciate that.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. If things get messy, we will pay for cleaning. Your property, totally safe. Not interested, hmm? If you don't want to be one of our workers, perhaps you would consider being a customer. I'm in. Customers need to have some health checks and are requested to not approach our workers during non-visiting hours. Sign up, yes or no?
No.
You're not doing it for $250 a week? That's more than you make now at your cooking job.
$250 a week? That's bullshit. No, to get a week?
Yeah.
Not a night?
No. $250.
Says you will awake with $250 under your pillow.
Okay, yeah, $250
That better
a night.
Be $250 a night.
I'm
that's
in.
$250 per person.
It better be $250 per person.
Hold on. AK Jeremy says, hey guys, I gotta go sell some pot, so I'll catch you guys later.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We'll see you later, dude.
Medically, of course, right?
Right. Only legally.
Okay, let's not. Hey guys, I gotta go kill someone and then rape their daughter. I'll be right back, okay?
No problem.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Let's not post our. Oh, fuck it. He doesn't mean medically, Keith says. Yeah, probably
anyway,
not.
Anyway, dude, I wouldn't take...
$250 a
night?
You don't
know how many people are fucking you. You don't know what's going on.
But they're
stuff.
All disease-free, so who gives a shit? And you don't remember.
You're going to have a wrecked pussy or asshole.
You're
going to
have a wrecked pussy.
No, you're going to have a wrecked man pussy.
But does it matter if you don't remember it? Did it happen?
It matters because you'll be sore in the morning.
But that's what the medication's for. I don't know. I'm not really seeing a downside to this.
I'm not seeing an upside to this.
Well, you're a dishwasher, so I can't expect you
to
wrap
your brain.
You're
a delivery guy.
Who makes more?
Go fuck yourself.
That's right.
How long have you worked there?
Yeah, a couple years.
Okay, so kiss my ass.
Okay, so why not sign up as a couple? That would pull in $2,500 a week, and you can keep your day job. I'm in. I don't give a shit. I'll be the servicer. You be the servicee. Done and done. Sound good?
Sure.
I noticed he didn't attach a application, so I'm in. If you want to go ahead and just let me know when I start. All right, and then speaking of some medical weed, New Jersey, 14th medical marijuana state. Yay?
Okay.
last night, Governor John Corzine signed New Jersey's medical marijuana legislation into law. It's from MPP.org, of course. As a result, New Jersey is now the 14th state to protect seriously ill patients from arrest and jail for using medical weed with a doctor's approval.
Hey, Fox says, Matt, if you're a customer, you have to get a Q-tip shoved up your pee hole.
Oh, no, I already did, though, so I'm good.
No, you're going to have a new one.
No, that's
you get
not...
to experience that all over
Can
again.
I get some of that date rape drug then?
Before, while you're doing it?
Before.
I'll give you some GHB.
Yeah, what if
it's
they
cool.
finger your pee hole, dude?
Hold on.
At night. Okay.
Keith says, Corzine, is Keith Malley lecturing me about speech impediments? Come on, dude. Is it bear or beer? Seriously. The bill had been passed by a New Jersey legislator on January 11th, passing by 48-14 in the Assembly, 25-13 in the Senate. The new law will not only protect medical marijuana patients from arrest and jail, but also allows for the regulated dispensing of the weed. That is awesome. we're almost to like all the states, and that's sick. But it sounds, I think enough people know that we're not doing this because we're sick. Like, it's not our fault you made us lie. You made us tug at the heartstrings. No. You made us get dying cancer patients as our poster child because you wouldn't listen otherwise. That is not our fault.
Yeah, they're the poster child, but we're not lying exactly. We just found a loophole, kind of.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, they made us have to go about it that way. We tried to be...
It's a step in the right direction.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It just sounds stupid when you're reading it, and it's like, oh, these poor dying people just want weed. It's like, well, we all want weed. You just made us have to go about it that way.
Yeah.
None of us are poor and dying. I mean, we're poor, but none of us are dying.
Well,
let's be honest.
Some people are, but...
Yeah, and they are so doped up on pain pills, it doesn't even fucking matter.
Right.
So,
they probably get pain... They probably can get Oxy-80s easier than they can, like, a prescription of... weed.
Yeah, totally. I just think it's so funny that all these things are like, you're taking it away from sick and dying people. It's like, well, no, not really.
Well, some of them.
And anyways, we're smoking it either way.
Yeah,
so.
That's the thing, either way.
Do you want us to help you get your broke-ass state out of debt or not? Because I'm cool either way. It don't matter. I mean, the weed is good. It's better now.
It's a lot better because you can do it the right way. Cause
I know.
You don't have to be scared.
Because we're not growing it in little fucking closets.
You're in your basement. Like,
oh god,
with
worried,
light bulbs.
Worried, yeah, exactly. As you say, worried about the lights we're using because the ghetto birds flying overhead with the IR, like looking for fucking heat spots. Fuck that shit. Triptych says, "Who is the brooding emo kid?" Which one?
I don't know.
Chris, this is no.
That doesn't look emo.
Listen back. Actually, let's all listen back. Do you want to try that again?
No, no.
Oh no!
Stop it!
You don't want a kaboom now?
She will again.
You had your chance, babe.
I will kaboom,
baby.
Eventually.
No, you will not after that little performance.
No, that was bullshit. I'm not going to argue.
I fully agree.
Again.
I fully agree.
I'm not going to argue this point with you
that
again.
That was complete
hey, guess
bullshit.
What? This last week, how it's been so awesome. Fuck you. Reverse. Eat my asshole.
I would love to after the show.
You're not gonna.
Do we remember Haiti? Does anyone remember Haiti?
No Where one cares about Haiti.
Okay,
is
moving on.
Is it still
on.
There?
I don't know. But you know what's awesome now? They have... They're, you know after an earthquake, obviously you get aftershocks.
Right.
I guess people forgot about that because they're all surprised. They're like, oh my God, we're having another earthquake. It's like, well, no, you're not. It's
no, you got to keep in mind that these people that are living in Haiti aren't... You know, in the know, exactly.
In the no-no. Dude, Haiti...
They don't have the internet and things like that.
Haiti should be praying to God for more earthquakes. You have never seen so much money in your life, Haiti. You should
really?
Be
They're
so...
actually getting money?
They're getting millions of dollars, dude!
I didn't think anyone cared.
Dude, they are getting... apparently people do. I don't give a fuck. That place was so broke before.
Yeah, how much
and
have
it
you donated?
So fucking jack shit.
Yeah, me too.
Donate. I set up a fund for them in their name that goes to me.
Well, that's what you should do.
Donate to Haiti. And when I say Haiti, I mean the jam hole / donate. But fuck, dude. Okay, so and then you heard the whole thing about Pat Robertson got up there and he was like, this is because you're all fucking worshiping the wrong god. It's not the goat. It's the man in the sky. Like, well, I can see the goat at least.
Yeah, at least goats like exist for sure.
I know the goat is real, but fuck. That's for you, Savvy Drifter. But fuck. So now, this is what I called. I called this shit. We'll give you money and food, but first you have to memorize Bible verses. Remember when I said
hey,
that?
Hey, that reminds me of a long time ago when we first came
Done
to
it?
America.
Weird.
That is weird.
International aid agencies are rushing food, water, and medicine to Haiti's earthquake victims. One United States group, probably more than one by now, is sending Bibles. And the Haitians
the
said...
What the fuck do you need Bibles for?
The Haitians...
You need wood?
Well, to burn.
Water,
to burn.
And
well, yeah.
Food.
But they're good for getting keeping flies off you.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
But they said they taste kind of bland, so...
Why would you eat one?
Because they are starving people, my friend. I mean, that's not funny, but seriously, like, they're dying. You should pray for more
Earth. Guitar Hero Dave says bring condoms or send condoms.
Send condoms?
Yes.
Let's just not have sex in Haiti. How's that sound?
How about that? We don't need any more of you.
Okay, but check this out. These aren't just any Bibles. Oh, no. Oh, well, no.
Of course it's a holy Bible. No,
well, thank you. On top of being a holy Bible, these are solar-powered audible Bibles.
What?
That can broadcast the word of the Lord in Haitian Creole to 300 people at once.
Via satellite.
That is truly a holy Bible, my friend. So, how much did that Bible cost, and how much food could that have bought these starving people? Do you know what these people don't need? Religion. You know what they do
need? Food.
Food and medicine.
They probably just want to kill us that much more.
I mean, unless you want to pray to God to send you food and water and stuff, you can see how that works out. But according to Pat Robertson, you'll just get another fucking earthquake. So that kind of sucks. The faith comes by hearing. Organization says it's Bible called the, what would a talking Bible, a talking broadcasting Bible be called?
The Word of God.
Not the Word of God, smartass. Thank you. The Proclaimer. delivers digital quality and designed for, quote, poor and illiterate people. Why didn't you just say...
Why? Because they can't read it.
Why didn't you just say Negros? Like, you... I mean, come on, guys. Let's be honest. This was Unless designed they're... for broke-ass Negros.
No, not all of them. I mean, it's not... It's just the ones in Europe do pretty good. They're just like the white guys.
Right, but the ones still living there, not so much. It says 600 of the devices are already on their way to Haiti. Well, I guess we... Hey, everyone, stop sending money to Haiti. They got it taken care of. They're good now.
Send That's what it to I us. Heard.
Yeah, they're good. You're sending devices now. Obviously, you've gotten the base needs met.
Yeah, someone sent solar panel
We're moving
Bibles.
On.
Like, what? How can you up one that, really?
I know. That's the top of Maslow's triangle,
yeah, that's
dude.
That's it.
We're good. We got shelter, food, needs. We're all fucking
solar
set.
Solar panel Bibles.
Solar panel Bibles. I knew that
you
was the top.
You can't beat that.
You can't even listen to that. You have to invent something to suck the flies out of their ears first, and then they can listen.
Or if you cured AIDS, that'd be pretty... They'd
Fuck
like that.
I mean, like, come on. Making Bibles is a lot easier than that, I'm sure, especially in Haiti.
I bet making Bibles spends a lot more money than
yeah, you don't cure
trying to cure AIDS.
You don't cure anything in Haiti. I'm sorry. That's just... It's not going to happen. The Albuquerque-based organization says it is responding to the Haitian crisis by, quote, providing faith, hope, and love through God's word in beautiful 128K stereo audio.
That's gay. They should just not do
Thank
that.
Thank you! Hey, maybe you should have asked them what religion they were. First, and then...
Drone Star says they should have made edible Bibles. Like, after you're done reading one page, you eat it.
That's...
That would be better.
The audio Bible can bring the, quote, hope and comfort that comes from knowing God has not forgotten them through this tragedy. Really, because Pat said that God made this happen. So, I'm getting to... Hold on. Okay, I have God on line one here. He says, you're all fucked.
Hey,
Thank
Matt.
Thank you.
Matt.
Yes, sir.
You just got to have faith, man.
Is that it?
That's it. Yeah.
You guys didn't believe hard enough.
Yeah.
Believe
harder.
Believe harder. Believe better. I should send them holy water. Like, just enough.
That has your and my saliva in it,
like,
too.
I know, right? But just this much, so they're yeah. like, oh.
Oh, sorry, it isn't full. We drank the rest.
We're so thirsty. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Hello.
Yo, this is Lord Zeno.
Oh, what up, G?
Hello.
Hey, since, you know, technically the god of Scientology or whatever those lawyers are calling themselves, figured I'd give my insight.
Oh, wait, this is, hold on, this is the actual Lord Xenu of Scientology fame?
Word, Holmes.
Oh, fuck me, I thought it was just another avatar.
Dude, that's awesome.
I am honored,
Hell
sir.
No,
I've read all
okay,
your.
Well, thank you.
I've read all of your books. Beautiful work.
Well, I wanted to say, from my holy opinion, fuck Haiti.
Fuck Haiti. I fully agree. Is that a consensus of the God pantheon there, or just your opinion?
Pretty much all the cool ones.
All the cool ones? You, Zeus, and...
All the ones that matter.
Yeah, yeah. Every religion that has more than one.
That's so awesome.
All right, have a good 300.
Hey, thank you for that, Lord Xenu. Praise be. Holla back. Wow, Lord Xenu checking in. I wonder how L. Ron Hubbard's doing.
I don't know. Or care.
We're smoking weed, medical weed, through a bullet. Actually, it's two bullets.
Two bullets.
Ask me how I know we're in Montana. Because we're
smoking weed out of a bullet.
Through a 270 shell.
Out of a cartridge.
Wow, dude. That's so amazing.
Is it two 270s or...
No, 270 or 300.
Because
those.
Obviously, two 270s wouldn't fit. You need a 300 and it
obviously.
Right. Obviously.
Have you ever been around bullets before?
I mean, have you ever been around guns before?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
I mean, not. That's never. Awesome, dude.
Has anyone in Montana never been around a gun before?
No.
What's
I don't
some?
Think so.
I mean, like this. But other than that.
Yeah, but those are just little guns.
Right,
22s. Like, big guns.
22s.
Those are BB guns.
No, what Keith has is a BB gun. Keith says, I find the second bullet pretentious. Now, the second bullet's so you don't burn your fucking nose hair. It is pretentious, though, of course. Tens of thousands of Port-au-Prince residents are living outdoors because their homes have collapsed or they fear aftershocks following Wednesday's quake. It truly is a great day to go vacation in Haiti. I agree.
That's where episode 400 should be.
Haiti.
Haiti.
Do you think if we're there when an earthquake hits, we'll get some of that money?
Fucking A.
That's a good idea.
We're all Haitians right. for a day, either way. I mean.
10 things women do better than men.
Wow, this is going to be good.
It's a real short list.
No, yeah. Is that the thing you were flipping through before the show?
No.
Okay, because I was like, then I don't want to hear it.
Number one, bleed out of their vaginas. Number two.
I got that
C
down.
Number one. Number three. C number two. Okay. A recent study revealed that women are getting better looking through evolution. I mean, because they have to. What else do they have? I
right.
mean, am I right or am I right? Come
that
on.
Deserves another one.
Fucking A, thank you. Meanwhile, men are staying the same because we're all busy working. After following more than 2,000 people through four decades of life, the study showed that attractive women had 16% more children than average-looking chicks, and that beautiful people are 36% more likely to have a daughter as their firstborn. That sucks for you, dude. So, interesting here, huh? Why is it that women are getting cuter, but men are staying the same? I mean, obviously, you can't evolve
we're more
perfection.
Well, because women rely on us, so we don't really need to change.
Right, you can't evolve perfection, that's
right.
what I'm saying.
And then women need to get better looking, because, you know, what else
because
is there?
Because they can always be better looking. I mean,
right.
Let's be honest. You can evolve less bushy eyebrows, maybe. Evolve some better tits. Evolve tighter vaginas. I'm just helping you out.
Right.
Lord Xenu, I hope you're listening. The study showed that you know, that's weird though. Like, what does that have to do with your firstborn being male or female if you're hotter? Like, is that just coincidence, you think?
Better genes? I'm guessing. I don't know.
Well,
just the kind of genes.
Better genes, you'd think you'd come out male then.
I don't know.
Why? What?
I'm just kidding.
It
was a dick
you.
Thing to say.
Yeah, I'm going
to
hit you.
Can we smoke pot out of the real pipe, please?
That would be awesome.
This is so fucking...
I feel like I'm going to get shot if I smoke
no.
out of that.
It's cool. It's just you have to fucking load it like every 2 seconds.
Yeah, true. That it does have a little tiny spot there.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Wow, yeah. Four of you, and you couldn't
yeah,
do it.
But
Jesus
I'm a guest.
Christ.
Hey, I don't...
You
I
know
don't
how to
I'm
do
doing.
This. Go fuck
What's
yourself.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
What's
what
with
mean?
All the just dumb looks and dead silence?
Well, there's three other people here. I'm kind of like, yeah, I don't really have to talk a bunch.
Oh,
today.
Good. Just calling it in for Ep 300, huh?
Maybe. You don't know. I'm leaving you tomorrow.
I'm going to start doing that, and let's see how our numbers go down to Haiti.
It's as cool. long as her tits are on camera. It's
yeah, that's.
Change.
I don't even have to talk. Fuck,
no, you
dude.
Really don't.
Fuck me.
Oh, God.
So all those gorgeous daughters mean more beautiful women than in past generations. That's really fun. I'm seriously looking forward to that. Number two, we can survive car accidents more often. Women can.
Because we're women shifty. Can.
This is sad because women are awful drivers and usually the ones with a fucking steering wheel in front of them with the airbag. You get the only airbag. Sad but true, men are 77% more likely to die in a car accident than women. 77%.
That's because we like to drive fast. And
right,
like,
and then we run
fun.
Into a dumb woman driver.
Exactly.
According to a study done by Carnegie Mellon Camp University, our boyfriends should be thanking us when we nag them to wear your seatbelt. Only if you're driving. They're better at seeking comfort. Obviously. I mean, let me comfort you. Done. Ding. Oh, let me comfort you. Ding. Titties. Oh, let me comfort you.
Oh, my God, dude.
A mind survey of 2,000 people revealed that women are far more likely than men to talk through their problems. 53% of women talk to their friends about what's stressing them out, as opposed to 29% of men. We don't really talk to our friends so much, not near
no,
as much.
No, unless
as...
we're like really high or really drunk.
I love you, bro. Woo! You don't need that bitch. She's a bitch. I love you, bro. Woo!
That's great.
I'm wasted. 53% of women talk to their friends about what's stressing them out. 29% of men. We're more. This is good. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And I want you to tell me why this might possibly be. Women are more recession-proof.
What the fuck is that? Oh.
I don't get
it. Oh,
our
oh, God.
Sad, dying economy.
Oh, oh, God. I don't even want to. I don't want to know the answer to this in verbal
because
form.
Because you have vaginas, and you can always sell vaginas. There will always drugs and vaginas. There will always be markets.
The worse
for.
Things get, the more alcohol, drugs, and vagina will be sold. I believe.
The more alcohol you drink, the bigger balls you get to go fuck that chick.
Yeah, that you're paying to have sex with.
No, no, no. You're paying them to leave after sex.
Right.
You're not
that's
paying them
what I, that's
for...
What I meant.
Right, because that would be prostitution.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
Yeah, prostitution's not good.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 80% of those who've lost their job since December 07 have been men. Is that maybe because the only people that had jobs since December of 07 had been men?
That
I mean,
makes sense.
You have to have a job in order to lose a job.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Well, because your wife is probably taking care of your kid or
right,
kids,
or her kid.
Right.
Her two
or,
kids
yeah,
from
someone else's.
From two different marriages. Go ahead.
What?
You got up like you were going to say something.
I just turned to look at you and my hands happened to be right
man,
here.
She
what?
Nodded in just disgust.
You are
do
off
you remember
your...
back when I
no.
first started getting on the show and this is kind of what Brayden would do because he's like, oh, yay, she's here. I don't have to talk. I'm just going to sit here. It's great. Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Thank
right
you.
Now. You're welcome.
This could be because male-dominated fields have been hit the hardest, like manufacturing and finance. That really sucks, but hey, maybe it's time men became nurses and educators. Let me educate what? You on something,
I don't
bitch.
Even want to be those people.
I know.
Who's going to make money if we're doing that then?
That's a good fucking point. I mean, we could always go to churches, I guess, or something. I don't know.
I guess.
Women graduate college more often. Hmm. Is that because they just suck dick to get through college?
No.
No, that's because
there's
after...
An A. There's an A.
Because as soon as a guy gets out of high school, he's smart enough to be able to just get a good job, usually.
Yeah. How long have you been out of high school, Brayden?
Plenty.
And how many good jobs have you
hey,
had
we're
since?
In a depression.
Oh, I'm blaming it...
Oh, my God.
I'm blaming it on depression. That's awesome. We already know that female enrollment is higher than male, but the Department of Education statistics reveal that men are also less likely than women to graduate and get their bachelor's degrees. Because we know that it's bullshit and we don't need that because we can just sell vagina. I mean...
Why'd you just point at me?
Well, you're the chick. I could point at Brayden.
Are you going to sell my vagina?
We're going to sell vagina.
We're going to sell Brayden's vagina.
We could do that.
You're not going to make much money because there's nothing... I mean, there's no vagina.
It's fucking airtight.
So.
No, you little boy pussy? Yeah.
That is true.
Airtight, dude.
number eight. Such a little boy.
Look at you. You are.
You guys are the same age, need I remind you.
What?
Nothing.
Are you... Whoa.
Number six. Women eat healthier.
Yeah, no, we. That's you and the rest of women.
Dick is the most healthiest thing you could eat, right?
Right. And women eat most of
Moving on. Thank you, Brayden. Women have stronger immune systems from all the semen they ingest. Moving on.
It's good protein, man.
Number eight, they live longer. Because we allow them to from ingesting all of the semen. Number nine, they're better managers, especially in this economy. Because in this economy, the only places their managers at are McDonald's. Moving on. Number 10, they invest better. It's kind of hard to fuck up investing when it's Monopoly money. I mean, am I right or am I right? If you're a chick, you get paid in Monopoly money. I'm just saying. You thought it was pretty. We thought it was brilliant. and that's awesome.
Thank you.
This is a story just for you, Dana.
Okay.
Happy episode 300.
Yeah.
A man accused of feeding live kittens to his pet dog is expected to appear in court.
That's not for me. Go fuck yourself.
Dedicated to Danny.
Why couldn't it be feeding dead babies to a dog?
That's the next story, but thanks for ruining it. It
could be a little infant... Our old babies, okay? Not kittens.
This is the epitome of sad kittens. You're feeding kittens to a dog.
What kind of dog?
Like, I don't know. Pit bull terrier.
Oh,
of course! That's fucked!
Ron Nolly's Undead says, duh, because babies don't come in a dozen.
Fuck you, dude. You can get them in a dozen, just go to the fucking hospital. It's cool.
Thank you for that. That is brilliant.
Yeah, there is the Octomom. She proved that you could do anything with a little bit of science when it comes to having babies.
Yes, anything is
possible.
Amesby
says, aw, today is Matt and Danny's 11th month anniversary. I like how they keep track of that shit, and I'm like,
hey,
I have no idea.
Works for me, dude. Maybe on the 12th month. Email me the day before, not the day of.
Why? Okay? What are you going to do? You're not going to do shit.
No, I'm not, just so I can know. I'm curious. Come on. He faces five charges of willful ill treatment and ruining the jam hole by not kabooming. After allegedly... Here, I'll give you one more chance.
No,
ready?
All systems go.
Prepare for countdown.
That was your last chance.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Okay.
Five charges of willful ill treatment of an animal after allegedly... not saying he did, not saying he didn't. He might have fed five kittens to his pit bull terrier.
Dude, why kittens? Why can't they be full-grown, disgusting cats?
This is why. He is also accused of recording a video of the incident on his phone.
No.
This is going on YouTube. You know he said that.
You know he fucking said that.
Every video.
Everyone says that.
Everyone that's recording a video for YouTube, somewhere in that video, you will hear them go, oh, this is totally going on YouTube.
Something awesome is going on in real life. That is said.
Yes. That is so fucking awesome.
That's so sad, dude. I could just see him holding a little
sad
kitten. And like, I want to go cry now.
Okay.
I don't like it. I'm good. I really don't want him. Every time that stupid picture on the wall behind the couch, every time I see it.
The one with the kitten in the blender before and after.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Was that Burger that sent that?
Yes, I think
you guys
it
was. Can send us stuff for our Wall of Fame back here, thejamhole.com/POBOX. There's the address right there. The man was charged after the SPCA's national office became involved following a report of the incident late last year. He is expected to go to court on Monday and be like, yeah, I did it. So what? You want to make something of it?
I feed you to my pit bull.
He totally locked the door. Did you hear that?
Yeah,
We hear you. We hear you.
I don't even lock the door anymore. I just
go in and
I know.
Stuff.
You don't even shut the door anymore.
Oh, when you're not here, I don't shut the door because then the cat comes in and I fuck with her while I'm on the toilet.
All right, well, before we get on with this next story, how are you?
I'm tired, actually.
Yeah, I can tell.
I had a long
day.
You're
a little off your game.
I had a long day. Well, yeah, there's a lot of people here, and then you threw the whole beginning on me, and so, yeah.
Like you've been asking
fuck
me
you.
To. Okay, here, one more time.
No, stop it. No.
Tough day at work, huh? You worked hard today, didn't you?
I'm going to throw
How many
it.
Hours?
I didn't. Today's my day off.
Oh, you didn't work today. Okay.
It's my first day off in 6 days.
6 days of working an hour a buck day? Cool.
I really hate...
When I do
you
that?
Try to fucking make me sound like I'm just this lowly piece of shit.
Oh, no, not at all. She's been sucking dick like a master.
And I'm going on a dick diet, so.
Oh, now?
Yeah.
So I win then?
You've pissed me off. You go back to where I was before.
Oh, that wasn't part of the rules.
No, I don't care.
You didn't say I couldn't
I might
piss
not
you
have
off.
Won, but you definitely lose. That's all I gotta say. So, yeah, I mean...
So what'd you do all day that just
I
drained
went up
you?
To my fucking parents' house.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Makes sense.
And did all of your laundry.
How much of my laundry was in there? Four socks?
Quite a bit, actually.
Four socks and a pair of pants for like a week. I'm very efficient. What was in there?
Your testicles.
No, my testicles are... That is a fucked up trick. How did
Actually,
you do
there
that?
There was these two blue spiky balls in the dryer when I went to check it. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? My mom's like, they're dryer balls. I'm like, what do they do? She's like, I don't know. They're dryer balls.
Those are Matt's nuts. What do they do? I don't know. They're Matt's nuts.
That was great. I was like, what the fuck? Okay. So
she doesn't know what they do, but she put them in there anyway.
No, it's supposed to soften your clothes and blah, 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 blah.
Did you Google that?
I really don't care enough to Google that. So.
Well, I mean, how did you find out?
Because they were in. Because I loaded the washing machine and then I was
they
watching a movie. My mom put like half my load into the damn dryer and I went to check it later.
You know what? You couldn't fit there. Half my load in your dryer.
You can't fit half your load anywhere anymore.
Come on. Not lately. You sucked me dry.
Good.
It is good.
I'm going to let you build back up for this next week.
Oh, okay.
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 Because you're a dick.
Jamhole.com/pobox. Send me stuff to put my penis in.
There's a fleshlight.
Yeah, you already have a fleshlight.
He doesn't even use it.
I do. I use it
no,
more than
you
know.
No, you do not.
I do.
No, the fan's never in the kitchen.
He uses it when you're not here, obviously.
Obviously.
So how would you know?
I don't get why he hides it so much. Dude, I got a new toy. We
hide
used it together.
It's sitting right there.
But
yeah,
you never fucking...
He's not
going to
just sit here and jerk himself off with it when you're standing there.
Why not?
No, I will.
Okay.
I'll do it right now.
Do it.
Hand it to me.
I'm not touching
and
that.
The lube. The lube's over there. No, the fleshlight's getting kind of worn out. She's getting old.
We'll have Arata Toys here send you a new one.
I need a replacement.
Can you send that blow up dolls
can you,
and shit?
Can you send the butthole next?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I need something tighter.
That would be nice. Preferably.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for
Look,
this?
He's all insulted. Arata Toys says you don't use it.
No, dude. I use it
you
every
should send
night.
Send it back to him.
With like semen just
yes.
built. Like never wash it for like a month and use it every day and just
That's
bust
sick,
nuts.
Dude. No, you wouldn't be able to use it every day
dude,
after like 2 days.
I will bust so many nuts in that thing and send it to you. You will be able to make 25 mats at a clip and I'll just keep them coming.
You should sell your semen like Stephen Colbert.
I should.
Matt's formula 101.
That fucking A.
Oh god.
16-year-old boys, what do? They rape 4-year-old girls. I'm okay. glad you asked. A 9-year-old boy walks in, sees it. Gets in on it. In it.
Why not?
Under it. He gets
Join in.
In. Oh. I'm not even going to take a hit because it's going to be silence. Thanks. Thanks, guys. Then, so the 9-year-old walks in, sees what's going on. The 9-year-old high fives the 16-year-old and rapes the 4-year-old.
Eiffel Tower.
No, I'm not even making that up. Anthony James Johnson, 16. Serving time in jail, I would imagine. His crimes came to light when his male victim came forward and talked about what had happened to him. This was back in 03. So they're like all older now and like reminiscing, like, hey, remember when I was nailing you in the bathroom and you were 4 and then that 9-year-old came in and we both nailed you? You remember that?
How could I forget?
I know. Best days of my life. that sucks, dude. Why? 4? I would have went with, like, I don't know, if I'm 16, maybe a little older than 4. Like, that's no fun. What is 4?
It's nothing yet.
Some screaming. I mean,
some screaming and blood?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Pretty much.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I really, I don't have the urge to
I don't
do
understand.
That.
I don't understand.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm glad. I just wanted to let you know that.
Well, that's thank you.
Hey,
thank you so much.
You're
that.
Welcome.
I'm. Yeah. Thanks. That's all I got.
Are you fucking serious? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
All right, we got a bunch of voicemails. Let's do that. Let's let someone else
There's a
talk.
Shit ton.
11 seconds and go.
Yo, fuck! It's Lorenzino. Wanted to congratulate on the 300, and me and the wife will keep listening.
Oh!
Have a good show tonight. Later.
Woot. What are you doing?
Shaking my hand.
Okay, thanks for that.
Thanks for that, Lord Xenu. 300.
We're Spartans.
We are.
Guten Tag, this is German Bob. I'm about 80 miles away from Düsseldorf. No, it's Düsseldorf, not Düsseldorf. That is stupid what you said last time on the show, and I cannot, I cannot. Just what I wanted to say to you is happy 300th Sendung und schönen Tag noch. Auf daran.
No way he actually talks like that.
Do you think?
No way.
Is that?
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Oh, my God.
Was that for real? Was that German Bob?
Does he really talk like that?
That would rule.
If he did,
that would. So I'm going to listen to his podcast regardless.
He needs to be on a show if he talks like that.
That is so brilliant. Oh, man.
God.
Thank you for that. Oh,
that
moving
was awesome.
Right along here. Please.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Danny. Hey, Hi. Braden. This is Mike with a Rod of Toys just wishing you a happy 300th. 300th? How do you say that? Anyway, incredible. Amazing. I can't believe you guys did 300 episodes. That's insane.
I know.
Keep it going. Take care. Bye.
Hey, we will try. I, too, am blown away. I cannot believe there's so many. Like, who does that? There's so many episodes.
You know, the ones that do that are the ones that, like, succeed.
Oh, the ones that make money.
Why would you do that? Fuck, that's. Why would you spend so much time? It's not fun.
To make money.
Let me tell
you.
Because
we live in Montana.
Do you know?
Right?
Do you know what it's like every episode? It's like this. Ready?
All systems go. Prepare for countdown.
This is all you.
10,
I'm gonna let you
do it for real.
No, stop.
It's
do
like
it.
That, but like every.
Can you stop doing that, please?
You did this to yourself. Oh,
no,
man.
Fuck you. Okay.
Whoa.
That's not fair.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Take
you.
A chill. Brayden,
no,
hand
fuck
her.
You.
Hand her a chill pill.
Dude, I'm all out.
Odie. I know you got some chill pills. Hand her one. Oh, yes, caller. You're live on the Big Mouse podcast. Thank you. Here, hold on.
Go.
Hold on. Okay, ready?
All systems go. Prepare for...
Here, I'll fast forward it. Hold on. Ah, oh, you fail. Okay, who is this? Is this MDS?
It's Red Fox.
Oh, it's Red Fox.
Oh, hi.
What up, G?
I just had to do it because it's been pent up for now.
I know.
For like a half an hour.
I'm going to go blow my load all over the inside of her vaginal walls here in a minute.
Let's just do the kaboom okay. at the end just to make it all F.
So you can fuck it up again? No.
Yeah.
What's going on, Red Fox? Are you amazed that we actually did 300 episodes? I can't even believe that.
I am, considering hearing your first couple. Yeah, it's pretty
pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing. I know. It's like a supernova, type 1A. It's pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
No, you want to be a type 2. Those ones are bigger.
Well, yeah, we're not that amazing.
Okay.
Hey, buy a copy of the Keith and the Girl book and send it to me. I have relationship problems.
I was thinking about it, actually.
No, seriously.
Well, I'm not sending it to you for myself.
Hey, check this out. Do it, and we'll read it on the show and totally fuck them.
You can do the audiobook version.
I'll be the audiobook version. Oh, that'd be so awesome.
Oh,
we'll
God.
Bootleg sell it on the streets of fucking New York.
We'll have to go back there again just to do that.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not going back there ever.
Dude, I will.
You have fun with that.
I'm not staying in that hotel again.
Fuck no.
That's for sure.
That hotel's probably not even there anymore.
Bro, it's already been there for 104 years.
It was
years.
Just a front. So what's going on, Red Fox? How's school going?
It hasn't started yet. Next Monday.
Word. You're going to make us proud. You're going to get smart and get degrees and then make money, and then you're going to give us that money, okay? I have faith in you.
All right, yeah.
All right, go team. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, holla back. Fantastic.
You're going to make money and give it to us.
I can feel it. It's going to happen. It's going to fucking happen.
Like you said, you got to get them when they're young, so that way when they get older, they give us all their money.
Hey, while I'm playing voicemails, can Braden and Odie switch spots for a minute?
Why?
Because Amesby has some questions. Amesby is going to call in, and she's going to ask Odie questions. And I don't want him, like, having to lean in and shit. So
okay.
Just trade Braden spots. Braden
she
can lean in.
She wants your dick, dude.
She I know. Okay.
And I'll go ahead and put the can
hey, Matt.
On
hey,
Odie.
Danny.
We just heard that. Thank you, Mike Boudet, you greedy fucker.
Yo, what up, Jam Hall? This is Ian Daddy Bones from the Original Geeks Podcast. I'm wishing you guys congratulations on your 300 episodes. And look forward to putting Matt Originality on the OGPC Underground Hits Volume 2 mixtape coming spring 2010.
That's right. Suck on those nuts. I'm on a mixtape. Or gonna
Woo.
Be.
Yay.
For a song whose beat I jack some
Who
poor bitch ass nigga
tapes?
For. I jack fools for beats. That's how thug I am. I don't buy beats. Who buys beats? You're all pussies if you're buying them. I steal that shit. I straight. Why do you think I have a gun for jacking beats?
You're so
duh.
Thuggish.
I will
oh,
kill.
God.
Oh, God. And then I'll make songs about them.
That's why I love you.
I wrote a song about
so
jacking
mad.
You for your beat on your beat. Ah! Oh!
You're so mad niggerish.
Jack
That's why
move,
I love
nigga.
You.
That's how I do it. That's
and
how.
And you've never been in a fight in your life.
I don't have to. I have a gun.
Hey, Matt, Danny, Braden, Miss Ward from the Basement Boys. Just calling to wish you a congratulations on your 300th episode.
I know!
Great work. Good luck on the next 300. You'll probably hit 500 before we ever hit our 100th. So,
yep.
Congratulations on that. I don't really have anything funny to say, so
that's all right.
Talk to you later.
I don't expect funny from you, Ward. I expect truth.
We have a picture of him on our wall.
I love Ward. Yeah. He's the one
bent over.
Taking it.
Yes.
Not giving it.
Not giving it.
Thank you. 300 episodes. I mean, fuck, who does that anymore? That is dedication.
Dude, we already went over this. Stupid.
Okay, are you going to kaboom for us?
Stop it.
Ready?
Stop.
All systems.
Oh, no? You're not going to?
You're
going to
stop that.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's a 9-minute voicemail from Ward.
All
is
right.
It seriously 9 minutes?
His pocket called us.
Oh. Hey, it's warning in. I just wanted to tell you, I don't know if you're aware of what's going on in Haiti, but it's a pretty big deal. I'm on Team Coco, and what we're trying to do for Haiti is get some food stamps over there. I hear they're able to use food stamps really well. And my attempt at being funny this time isn't even working either, but Haiti sucks, and I am on Team Coco. Fuck Jay Leno. Yeah.
No.
Good morning.
9 minutes.
Happy 300th episode.
I know.
I know. I'll talk to you guys later.
No, you won't, because this goes on for another 9 minutes. Shh. Is it? Can we hear him? Okay. I'm not going to sit through the rest
of that.
It'd
be so great if you could hear him going, God damn it. Blah, 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 blah.
Like beating his kids or
I know, right?
Shit.
Shut up, Daddy's on the phone.
Oh, we have some incriminating evidence. Ward from the basement, boys. All right. Moving on here. Anytime, Skype.
Hey, this is Guardo from the Hot Cakes Podcast. Just calling to say, hey, congratulations on your 300th show. We'll be coming up on that in probably about another year, 2 years. So look forward to that. And, let's get recording on some more collaboration episodes. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
We need to do that. Project4987.com. There's like two episodes up of me and
whoever
Big Mouse
feels like doing it at the time.
Gentleman podcaster Guardo. And yeah, there's only two eps up, but I think Red Fox is on one of those. Yeah.
I'm on one of those.
All right. Let's do it, Amesby. I know. I need your husband on speakerphone also while we do this. So. Just waiting on
you. Is she calling in yet? Any day now.
Is it totally fair how you just transfer the weight of carrying the show instantly onto a listener?
That's fucked.
Waiting on you. Totally killing the show. You must have been getting lessons from Dana.
Hey.
Moving on. Next voicemail. Waiting on Skype.
What up, Matt and Danny and everyone else? It's Red Fox. Congrats on your 300, and here's the 300 more. Woo!
No, I think we're only going to do 299 more, and then we'll probably call it quits. And how do we call it quits, Braden? Fucking murder-suicide, that's right.
But that pact only lies with you and Braden, not me.
Oh, I'll kill you first. No, you'll be dead before that happens, and then me and Braden will show... do the show together, and then that's when that'll happen. See, it has to travel back around. Otherwise, what good is it? I mean, really, what good is it?
Anyway,
it's no
so
good.
Is she not calling in? Is Amesby not calling in?
Yo, fuck! It's Lorenzino. Just wanted to congratulate him.
I know. Thank you, everyone, for the congratulations.
Congratulations.
No one
congratulations.
Does that anymore. I mean, we are very lucky. I can't believe we made it this far. I almost died like 8 times.
How?
It's like the hardest level of Metroid Super Prime that I've ever played. Is this
what?
Show.
What? Wait. No. No.
Think about it. Think about it. Again?
I know, right? I don't understand.
Strip Club Chaos.
Okay.
Dead Men. A shooting, an attempted armed robbery, and a fire. All the strippers were on fire. You know what I mean. Crabs. On fire. Anyone. Anyone. early Monday morning, one man died. Sad. Employees at Lacey's Gentlemen's Club told police 33-year-old man was upset after a dancer who provided a private dance for him refused sexual solicitation. Is that something you can just kill a bitch over? Fuck me. No.
Yeah, dead. I don't think that's a good idea. In all honesty, no.
Did that ever happen to you? How many times did you get solicited sex for?
What?
When you were a stripper whore, how many times did you get sexual solicitation?
A few.
And how many times did you go all the way?
Never.
All few.
Never.
Really?
Really.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I find that hard to believe.
No, really.
Effigy says strippers fail at life. I'm going to have to agree.
FG or whatever the fuck your faggy ass.
Hold on.
Is.
Hey, be nice
eat
to new
ass.
People. What do you do now?
What?
As your profession.
Don't fuck with me.
I'm just saying. Stripper to...
Oh, I fail at life, but I was a high school teacher.
That's... you. I
eat me, okay?
I'm gonna eat you.
You're now. Not gonna get anywhere near my vagina for a month, okay?
You have to sleep. I sleep next to you.
I go to my mom's house. It's cool.
The dancer and another woman escaped to the roof because it was on fire. No, I don't know. The man left, came back with a handgun, tried to rob the place, and that's about it. You guys are so stoned. Look at you. Look at you. What is your excuse? Fucking Christ. Are you kidding me? Odie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Louder in the mic.
Fuck you.
How are you?
I'm okay.
When's the last time you were on the show here? Quite a while ago, huh?
Yeah. I don't know.
Loud.
You're like
fuck
so
you,
quiet.
Dude. Hey, fuck you. Like I've been that. Smoking weed and drinking beer.
Like that.
Fuck yourself, dude. I didn't want to be on this show anyway.
Are you single, Odie?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Odie?
Hey.
Look at me.
Hey.
Are you?
You know, don't ask, don't tell kind of shit.
Aw, see, that's why. I'm sorry, Amesby. I tried. Odie doesn't want to talk about it.
Don't ask, don't tell kind of shit. Don't worry about it.
Well, are you dating someone? What's your Facebook
no.
profile say?
I don't have Facebook.
MySpace.
I haven't been. I don't know.
Odie!
You have a MySpace.
I haven't been on it in a fucking long time, bro.
Okay, check. When's the last time he logged in? To his
I don't
MySpace.
Know. Someone go.
Guitar Hero Dave says Odie
he's
has
on,
a boyfriend.
He's
Odie,
on Matt's friend.
You don't have
no boyfriend.
No boyfriend. Come
no,
on.
Dude, what?
Guitar Hero Dave. Come on.
Yeah. Fuck
from
you.
From
what
a
are you
guy
talking about?
From a guy who has Guitar Hero in his name. Come on,
yeah.
dude. Come on, Dave.
That's fucked up.
So what's up, dude?
I don't know.
Are you dealing poker still?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
These guys make... over on the Keith and the Girl thing, they play poker online like every day. You should take some money.
I played poker online all day yesterday.
Take their
That's
fucking money.
But do you play with them?
You should.
I don't know who they are. I don't know their names.
Oh, you? Oh. I'll send you the yeah. info. But yeah,
yeah dude,
slash poker,
them,
I think. KTG.com/poker.
Give me poker? Yeah.
Yeah, dude,
give
online
me
poker.
Money? Give me money?
Taking
yeah,
their money?
Yes.
I'll take all their money. That's how we paid for that trip. Remember that?
I know. I remember
That's
that.
Not even a joke.
And the, and the science experiment. Do you remember that? Do you remember when we got ripped off for buying weed twice?
Yeah, that was fucked.
then I don't know if I mentioned this, that dude actually called me like...
Razel.
Yeah, Razel.
Oh, yeah, Razel.
He called me like seven. When did I tell you about that? It was like 7 months ago, right?
Yeah,
it was
know.
A long time ago. He's like, yo, I got your money. Give me your address and I'll send it to you. I'm like, nah,
yeah,
dude.
You gave him all your other information.
You should have gave him the P.O. Oh, box.
I didn't have an
I think he had a key to our hotel at one point.
Your I mom know.
Gave him, give it to your mom's address.
That was so, dude, that we almost died, dude. That's what I'm talking about. We're here 300 episodes long. And we almost died a few times.
Dude, I almost die all the time.
All the time.
It happens a lot.
I know. I know. A male bedbug's penis is literally a weapon. Do you know that? Have you ever had bedbugs?
No.
Do you remember why they're like, don't let the bedbugs bite?
Right.
Because
I know people who've had it.
Their penis is literally a weapon. A sharp brown hypodermic hook.
So you're literally getting fucked all night while you're like dreaming
yeah.
and sleeping.
Yeah, by like a thousand little disgusting bugs. With,
like bug dicks.
With needles for their fucking
right.
dicks. Needle
that
dick
sucks.
Bugs.
That sucks if that happens to you.
The male pounces on the female, holds her firmly while she struggles because, of course, in the wild, she always struggles. What are we doing? Are you guys good?
I'm laughing at Odie's expression
oh,
on his face.
I love you so much, Odie.
You made me look. Why'd you do that?
That's vet. Oh, did you hear that? I'm gonna.
Oh, she snorted.
I'm gonna get that recorded one of these times.
I heard it earlier too. That's Odie.
Oh, that's so sexy, dude. I'm trying to get her to do that while she's blowing me. I'll do
you
it.
Know what you do? You just like pop her in the back of the head.
Oh man. So, the male pounces on the female. Of course, she struggles. He gouges his hook through her exoskeleton, squirting his sperm directly into her body cavity. The sperm swims through her hemolymph, which is blood in bug land. It's a bug's blood. And if the mating wound does not develop a serious infection and kill her, eventually it swims to her ovaries. That's fucked up.
Do you still have those? You might not have to worry about that.
I know. I don't have an exoskeleton anymore.
I almost don't have any ovaries.
So. I know. That's I'm happy about that. We got another comment today about someone that's like, thank you so much.
Go, Odie.
Hey, Odie. I can
I hear you peeing.
I hear you peeing, Odie. Can you guys hear Odie pee?
What does it... It doesn't help
Odie,
that he
hold
left
on,
the door open.
Odie, there's 20 people listening to you pee, Odie.
But that's not counting the people that are going to listen to it later.
No, I'm saying like right now. Oh, thank you, Odie. Oh, man. I love you, Odie. So much.
So great. Brayden all locks the door. He leaves it wide. The
I know.
Fuck
you
open.
Start shit about him closing the door, so I don't close the door. And then you make fun of me for that. Fuck, dude. Lose. You know what I'm saying?
That's all you can do. That's all you can do.
Yes.
So what's going on, Odie?
I don't know. You make fun of taking a fucking pee.
I did that the other day. Like, I was in some. I was in the KTG chat room hanging out. And we were all talking and shit, and then I was like, I gotta go pee, BRB, and I go, and seriously, when I'm in the bathroom, it totally feels like there's like 40 or 50 people, like, just staring at you, but they're all, cause, you know, that's creepy, man.
Don't tell anybody you're going to pee.
But then when you just disappear, they're like, where are you going? Cause, you know, everyone's got their cameras on, so you can see you can see tits and stuff. It's so weird.
Dude.
I just bring the camera in the bathroom with me. I got like USB extender cables. I'm gonna put one in the bathroom. Don't tell anyone.
I thought there's been a camera in the bathroom since like
I
forever.
Forgot about.
We
dude.
Put that in there as soon as you moved in because I helped you like get all set up in here.
I totally forgot.
Dude,
oh,
it's
man.
Been in there forever.
Is it still recording?
I don't know.
Fuck.
When was the last time you checked?
Fuck,
it?
Dude. Fuck. That's crazy. That is so crazy. So Moscow, a Russian journalist, is dead after being severely beaten by police in the Siberian city of Tomsk. That sucks, dude. Can we just stop beating people in Siberia? Stop killing Haitians. Start sending me money. And stop killing people in Russia. Odie!
What? Hey, Guitar Hero's making fun of me. I had 6 fucking pints, and he says I got a bladder like a 6-year-old.
Fuck that faggot.
He looks at me and goes, is that what they're saying right now? I'm like, what?
Fuck you, I don't know.
He points at the computer.
No.
Is that what they're saying right
It's
now?
Another show we like to listen to while we do ours. We actually just ripped them off.
It was really cute. He's like, hey. Enlighten
me,
please.
It was cute, but I heard it. And I was like, what's he doing? Hey, Brayden, what's he doing?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Put the camera on him. And then everyone stare.
The camera's already on him.
Stare at him. Hey, we're staring
everyone
at him.
Everyone look at Odie.
Look at Odie. God. I hate you. So, this guy died in the hospital after 2 weeks of being in a coma. Thank you, police officer. Drunk. I bet he was drunk on vodka. She said, what's his name? What's his last name? He's drunk on vodka. His name's Popov. Of course.
What?
It's either McCormick or Popov. He's Russian. It's Popov. Of course.
No, because you got Nikolai, too.
Right, well.
Can't forget that.
It's 50-50. I would have said Popov. I just like to say that. Popov. I'm going to use that in a rhyme. You watch. It's going to be the sickest
next
rhyme
you've
ever
poetry.
Heard.
Next emo poetry. I want to hear
32.
It.
32. /YouTube. You check that
Did
fucking
shit out. Did you
see
his last emo poetry?
I fucking killed it, dude. Who was into that shit? Ep 31, thejamhole.com/YouTube. I fucking killed that shit.
Was that the one where you were burping?
Yeah.
He's like,
fuck yeah. Rate and fucking comment good that shit. That's good.
The rapping doesn't even start until three quarters of the way through the video.
Doesn't matter.
You're just like,
I was trying something a little different. And then I was beatboxing with my fucking shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so sick.
No.
That may have been the sickest thing I've ever done in 300 episodes of this fucking thing. Except when I let her kaboom. Okay, ready?
All systems go.
This is you.
Prepare for countdown.
Only 10, you, though. 9, here, I'll fast forward it. You missed it. God. Go better next time, would you? Would you please? Can someone call in and do it for her? MDS says, dude, Odie is sharp. Don't fuck with him. Don't crack on him. MDS likes you. He was here for the 250 show. Remember that?
No.
Hey, do you remember everyone else that hasn't bought the jamhole.com/250? You should do that. We made an hour-long video. Oh, it's so good. It
How
makes my
it
dick
cost?
Get hard. $5? $5?
That's so cheap.
Steep,
I
know.
You're pretty much giving it away.
For an hour-long, high-quality video?
That I already seen.
You were there. Fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I seen it.
So?
Well, if I wasn't there and on it, I would buy it.
I bet you don't remember it.
Not a goddamn part of it.
I actually remember it.
/250, please. Thank you for your support. So yeah, Popov is dead. Pour out. Can we pour out a little liquor for Popov?
Do we even have any liquor?
All right, last story before we get here. There's Sparks in the fridge. Sparks down to 99 cents each. You know what that
really?
Tells me?
For how big of a
get
kid?
Get drunk, because shit is effed.
Is that a 24, nigga?
No, this is fucking right. A 24 of unnamed energy drink.
Right.
Who should give us money.
But 99 cents for that. Regardless of who it is that makes
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-mm.
That's crazy. What?
For the other one. Oh. For the one with alcohol in it.
Oh.
That shall remain. That one. The one that makes your lips orange. And that creeps
me. Oh,
that
one.
I will not kiss you until you wipe that shit off because it's so weird.
Those are gross.
No, Braden, it's so gross.
I used to drink those.
I know.
Like,
you remember?
I
I'd make you go
it.
Wipe it off before I'd kiss you. It's
right?
So gross.
Every time.
It's like, and brush your teeth, faggot. All right. A woman was charged after allegedly biting a nurse in the hand and throwing a vomit-filled pan at an emergency room doctor at the hospital Monday night. Why would you do that? New Year's resolution? Gonna bite more nurses?
Not
throw.
That anyone ever does what their New Year's
I know.
Resolution is.
She followed through. Hey, us, 300 episodes, and you biting and puking on nurses.
Yay.
Yay us. Yay all of us. We all win in this one. Some 27-year-old Jimmy was charged aggravated battery, first aid personnel, which is a felony, arrested. Holy Cross Hospital. Another hospital named after the good Lord.
The good Lord.
Yeah, I don't really
forget
care.
It. Lampres said Bouchuan walked into a hospital to be treated for an unidentified reason when she became violent and started to throw a vomit-filled pan in the ER. Help me. I've been crucified. Look. Miss.
Why are you putting it in your hand? I thought it was the
I
wrist.
I bet
Remember?
She was... Well, right, but...
Remember?
Fuck. How can I not? How can I forget? Honestly, I've tried. It does. It never goes away. You never forget those things. Ever. Ever. I can recite that whole fucking catechism to you right now, front to back.
Do it.
Backwards.
Right now.
No.
I want to hear it. I forget
no.
sometimes.
No.
Braden?
Not, I don't want to hear that at all. You do this?
Excuse my face. Braden, always remember. Please.
You don't do that.
She then allegedly bit the nurse and fucking shit got all fucked up. 3 lacerations on her fingers.
Woo!
I'm sad. I'll tell you what. Nothing good in the world happening at all. I thought we were going to get better. I thought we were going to do better, guys. I really
I'm
did.
Sorry.
I really did.
I'm sorry.
I am too.
I don't.
Hey, it's 26.
Hi.
I just wanted to wish you a happy 300.
Did the show already happen? I mean, I don't know what's going on. All right. Later, guys.
Thank you. End it. End it. Rod Toy says, Matt, I don't know if you know this or not, but there's a creepy dude sitting behind you on the couch. Thank you. I know that. Right here, right? Guitar Hero Dave says 26 is not dead. Nay, he is not. You know what else is not dead? 24. Jack?
I just saw the new episode got uploaded.
Like 1 through 4. I didn't know it came out. Oh, dude, Jack is back, motherfucker. Jack is back. And Nick Star is dead. For the 1-0.
I don't even know who that is anymore.
For the 1-0, Nick Star is dead. I don't even know who that is. Who is that?
I don't know. Why are we even talking about
Probably
it?
Probably just some faggot that
He's
can't
not
get
worth
laid.
Talking about.
Who? Yes, caller. Whoa. You? You're live. What up?
Hey, it's MDS.
Oh, are you going to kaboom? Here, hold on. Let me cue this up.
Yes.
Okay, Ray?
Yes, turn up the volume, Danny, it goes like this.
Okay, here, I'll fast forward for you, okay?
But there's lag.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah! That's right. And when I edit that to take out the lag, it'll sound perfect. Thank you.
Hey, congratulations, guys. Holla.
Hell yeah, holla back. Congratulations. This is better than getting married, I think.
Not that you've ever, well, have
no.
you? You haven't been married, have you?
None.
You, no, you no. have this one tattoo you yeah, did that I fine. Thought that was there
Maybe.
Once.
That didn't mean you guys were, you, whoa, wait a minute, what?
No, that was us all fucked up going to the tattoo shop. And getting rings tattooed on
I love you so much. Let's get tattoos. Let's get tattoos on our ring fingers because I love you so much. And I'm going to marry you.
That was pretty much how it went.
It's okay.
Were you there? No shit. Only if.
Fuck you. You couldn't marry me. You can't handle
this. Did you read the show notes? Yeah, I can't. You're right. I can't handle getting my wages garnished and... Having, yeah, I can handle that. You're right. Did you read the show notes? From a Monday show?
I might have. The one that says thank you, Ashley, or something.
I wrote you a poem.
Did you?
Yeah.
In where?
In the fucking show notes.
I don't read that shit, dude.
Oh, okay. Well,
I
never mind
through
then.
It once in a while.
Never no. freaking mind
See,
then.
See, Ashley always reads them, and I know when there's something fucked up in it. She's like, hey, dude. On the show notes the other day, he said this. So I was like, huh? And then I look it up, and then I'm like, oh.
Your twat damn. Is red, my dick black and blue. I am an asshole. And so are you.
So I win! You
no.
admit defeat!
No.
Admit defeat.
No.
Admit defeat.
Suck my dick
it's
later.
It's over.
No, it's not over. Shit.
It's over.
Shit.
It's over. You were too
begun.
Tired to fuck. You!
You! That was all you!
You fuck!
Nope. That was all you.
No.
Sorry. I was like, here, come and get it, and you fell asleep, so.
No.
Chulu!
You were like, it's so late, it's so tired. I was so drained. You fucking got crazy.
Sorry.
No.
Afraid that's not how it went.
Like I said, even if I don't win, you still lose.
I always lose.
That's how it is.
That's just how it goes.
And you did lose.
No.
What are you doing?
I'm waiting
Press
for you
now.
I'm waiting for you. I'm just waiting for you. And that pause, I will not edit out.
Oh yeah,
that's for you.
It'll drive you nuts.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Congratulations. Hey, Dana. Congrats. Braden. Congrats. Matt, congrats. 300 episodes.
Hey. Congratulations.
That was better. I was testing you. There's not even any weed in this. It's done. Like this show is. Email us info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all the shit's at. /store/vote/donate. Give us all that stuff. Fuck Haiti. Give us money.
Fuck Haiti.
Haiti doesn't have 300 episodes. You could collectively herd all of the podcasters in Haiti and you don't have this
Seriously,
many episodes.
What has Haiti ever done for you? The Jamhole has done so much more for you than
all
Haiti will ever
has
do.
Ever done for you has made you feel bad about having a better life than it. And that sucks. We don't do that. We make you feel better. And feeling better
because
is better.
Because we have a worse life than everybody else.
No, because we are just like everybody out. And I don't edit shit out, so suck on those nuts.
That was true once.
That was. I don't unless it's lag because of phone calls. So.
Yeah, usually.
Slash YouTube, slash Facebook, and Posterous. We have a Posterous. It's kind of cool. Did you know that? You can send an email to an address and it puts
stuff.
You've said
this like 3 times on the show already.
They pay us. Shh.
They don't.
So Posterous.
I'm not getting any money from it.
You will never get any money from it.
I never get shit from shit, okay?
You get semen
and that's
all.
You bring home a crap ton from your regular paycheck and then people donate and you get a crap ton from that. And I'm like, my check's like...
Who made good decisions?
And then you're like, I can't pay for everything. I can't do this for you. I can't do that for
you.
Do you
want me to make it?
Help yourself.
Do you want me to stop padding it for you?
What?
I don't want to pay for all my stuff and your stuff.
But you can.
But I don't want to.
So?
Work more.
I.
Or?
Before
I will keep buying blowjobs from you. I will. Every now and then, I will buy one.
No, before it was,
I'll throw you a tenner.
Buy it in blowjob credits. And then what did I do for this last whole week? Like 8 days.
I know, but those weren't blowjob credits.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Do you have a receipt? Because I don't.
I can puke some jizz up for you.
All right,
like.
Well, I win. We'll see you guys Friday for episode...
No, you do not win. That's bullshit.
301?
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Go buy our 250 episode. It was a good time. A lot of people came out. I appreciate that. TheJamHole.com/250. Thank you, Odie.
Thank you.
Do you want to plug something, Odie?
No.
What are you doing?
Fuck you.
All right. Brayden?
What's up?
Thank you. So we'll see you in another 100 episodes?
Yeah.
Sounds good,
100.
Chris.
100.
Thank you. I will try and make that thing for your store as soon as I have time, not working or doing the Jam Hole stuff or rapping. I'm a rapper. Do you know that? I rap.
No.
TheJamHole.com/store. Check that shit out.
Can't
I rap.
Sing for shit.
I don't. I'm not a singer.
But you
I
tried.
Rap. I tried. All right.
Not
well,
very well,
we'll see you guys later. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, TheJamHole.com.